Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. This radio program, this South Song, is for Sunday, November the 22nd, 2015. And I am very grateful to be with you. And I hope that you enjoy these radio programs, these South Songs. I want to remind you that the only reason you're hearing them right now is because of the devotion, the dedication, and the kindness of my sponsors who help pay for this airtime. And as you know, if you're enjoying it, I hope that you will become a sponsor and help, as well as maybe making a year-end gift. It would be very kind of you to do so. Our donor is matching donations right now to the end of the year. January 6, 2016 is when that will cease. So why not be really kind and really generous and become a sponsor? For your sponsorship, you will receive the message of the month. You can download it each and every month from this website at aspire.org. You will receive my new discourses on the Beatitudes TV programs are going to be making. You'll have access to my commentaries, podcasts, videocasts. You'll have a chance to do something for humankind. So now is the time to do something really beautiful. And I hope that you will have the heart, the soul, and the integrity to do so. Well, I thought we'd do a little fireworks here today. My radio program, my satsang on sex and money and all that really raised the ire of a lot of people, because everybody's got some kind of opinion about sex and money. Mostly women. Oh, but did we expect that? I did. Anyway, here are some questions on women and men on sex. I hope you find these fun. I certainly did. And boy, is it easy to get people to get angry. It just doesn't take much at all, does it? First one comes from Linda, and she lives in Canoga Park. Says, are you a misogynist? What do you have against women? It seems to me that women have been oppressed for so long, and you are one of the oppressors, Linda. Linda, you don't know me? Wow. Woo! Go off the emotional tube here. Oh, Linda, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at you. You don't know me. I'm not someone you know. You just listen to me. You think you understand. You interpret the things I say. Highly emotional people get highly emotional about so many things and misinterpret what somebody might be saying. I am not a misogynist. It's not that I hate women. It really isn't. It's that I probably don't like women like you. That's a personal thing. It just, you know, I love you. You know, you can be who you are, but I wouldn't want to be around you if you're throwing stones like that. You have to be intelligent. You have to hear the open discussion. You can't take it personally because it isn't personal. But, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do. Women all seem to have a chip on their shoulder, and they think it's due to men. But we have cultural problems, and these cultural problems are brought on much of the time by the people who are involved in them, both men and women. A misogynist is somebody who just hates the gender of women. And that's not the point at all. I have had some wonderful women in my life, and I've had some terrible women in my life. Women who just lie, cheat, and steal. And that's what they're all about. But, you know, I've had men in my life that do the exact same thing. So you got to understand it's not a this or a that, a man over a woman or a woman over a man that is my point. It is the energy. It is learning to understand DNA and what emotional urges are all about and not placating those urges for the simple fact that I'm a girl and this is how I feel. People don't see themselves. All they do is complain about others and think that, well,
If Greg Penn is talking about women in this way, he must be a misogynist.
Well, really? You really think that, huh? I don't think so. But you can think what you want. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. And I don't need to clear the air here. I just used your question as a way to show exactly the exaggeration, how Sean Connery said, Bond, James Bond, how he said, you women just take it too far. Barbara, you're speaking to Barbara Walters. You take it too far. You don't see what's going on. When I get all emotional about anything, when I get emotional about right, wrong, good, bad, up, down, in, out, I start entering into that part of myself that is an extreme. We live in a culture of extremes. And Linda, what I'm saying to you is there is a middle ground for everything. But typically, when women get connected to their DNA, they live out of the insubordination of their own identity. They put themselves in these positions because they want to settle down. Let me give you an example of what I mean. It took me many years. This is how stupid I am. It took many years till I was around 42, 45 to understand that men to women are big business. They qualify men. It isn't about the man himself. It's about how can he give me a better life? A life where I don't have to work. A life where I can just make myself feel loved and needed and cared for by having children who will be obligated to me because I gave them birth. And I can just go and live my life according to my genetics, my DNA and my genetics. And that's really all it's about, guys. They want to be able to say, look at what I landed. And the bigger the ring you give her, the more proud she is to be your bride. And that's what it's all about. And men, what are we all about? Well, we want that arm candy. Yeah, we do. And we want a real whore in bed. Somebody will screw us just the way we like to be screwed. And that's about as far as it goes. But when does it get down to the point where you are watching each other eliminate on the toilet and you're looking at each other going, you know, I'm over this. And that's what happens. After about 6-7 years, that's what happens. And all of a sudden, she or he doesn't look so great anymore. No, I'm not a misogynist. I think it's funny. I just get a kick out of it. Any guy who calls a woman on her stuff, on her business stuff, and saying to her, hey, I'm just a business to you. You only want me because of what I can give you, or that my emotionality is working with yours, letting you be boss all the time. That's candy to a woman. That really is. Don't think that that doesn't live in you. Maybe you're a female, male misogynist. Maybe you just don't like men. Or maybe I called you out on something here and, oh boy, the hidden stuff. We don't talk about that. Anybody who does is the enemy. Look, this male-female thing is really ugly. Really ugly. And that's why I brought it up on the radio. I have a commentary coming up in Valentine's Day about men and women that's going to knock your socks off. And it's a good thing you're not a sponsor, because if you were, you probably wouldn't be real happy with what I wrote about men and women. Believe me, men are just as much to, well, blame for the whole thing as women. If I treated a woman like I treat my Cocker Spaniel, she'd be a mess. If I treated my kids like I treat my Cocker Spaniel, they'd be a mess. I think dogs are the only thing you can really spoil, and they just get cuter and cuter. But the thing is that I just love this question. I'm really loving it. Just because your instincts and your desires and your what you call your femininity is being attacked by reality of having you take a look at it, doesn't mean I'm a misogynist. If you could see you as a woman from the point of view of a male, you would look at you and be horrendously shocked at what you saw. Not that men are the last answer, but you got to understand we are the opposite sex. So what you have to do to please us, I think, is ugly. But what you do to get what you want is just as ugly. So it's a half a dozen of one and two dozen of another. And I'm going to just call this an end. You asked me what I have against women. I do want to say this to you in all seriousness. Women run the world, not men. Women do. And it's all in the background. The background of every man who wants to appear strong, masculine, and sexy. Powerful. And it brought down Rome, if you do your homework. It brought down Greece, if you do your homework. And it brings down a lot of cultures and societies, which need to be brought down anyway, so that's okay too. But don't think that hating women is my gig. Revealing what we're doing as men and women is my gig. And I will never be popular for this. Never. And I don't really care, but I just think it's funny that you throw these words around. Oh, Linda, Linda, Linda. I wonder if you're married. I wonder if you've got him, you know, fandangoed and hooked up and everything to where...
No, she doesn't do that. She's really good. She's wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
Your whole life, gentlemen, is based on her desires and what she wants. And if you really look at it, you'll see there's no mutuality, even though you'd like to believe there is. Linda, forgive me. I am your misogynist. Namaste. It's like when people call me gay. I get the biggest kick out of that. You know, I just get the biggest kick out of it. It just cracks me up what people think. They really think they're right, too. I'm gay and he's a misogynist. So that's why he's gay. What a bunch of horse. Okay. Until you know me, you don't know me. Okay. Until you really know me, you don't know me. So sitting there in the comfort of your home going, he's gay or he's a misogynist is really intelligent. You're right. Wow, what a clever person you are. Kay is the next one. I hear from her from time to time. She lives in L.A. Why did God create woman last, like you say? I never thought of it. Now what, Kay? Well, Kay, you're God's second little idea. You're a woo man. You have a womb, and you are the derivative of a male. Your penis is your clitoris, and that's as far as it goes. So you have a smaller penis than I do. Well, I hope so. Anyway, I'm not going to get into size. But there you are. You got it all going for you. You're God's second little idea, and there wasn't enough horsepower in God to understand, hey, you know what? If I just create man, how's he going to make children and other people? He was really not thinking. At all. I don't know. Maybe the original man was carrying a womb too. And we were to have sex with ourselves. That brings new meaning to, you know. Anyway, we won't go into that. But you understand what I'm saying. This is ridiculous. If you read the Bible, you got to be a nutcase. And if God wrote it, which everybody who is Bible thumpers believe, which really cracks me up, he's not a very good writer, and he's not too bright either. And if I'm the image and likeness of God, which I am told I am, then I have the right to be the biggest doofus that ever lived. What the hell? Okay? I'm the image and likeness of God. You should bend down and actually, Kay, you should do what I tell you to do, because I'm God, 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 God. And you? Well, I fell asleep one day, and God took one of my ribs and made you. What the hell? I wonder if she, when she woke up, was a bitch, you know? You ever think about that? And then there's that period stuff where, you know, I'm on my period, I can't meditate, or I'm on my period, I can't help it, I feel. And I wonder if Adam just rolled his eyes and went, holy God, what did I get here? I would have sat down and had a little chat with the big G and said, hey, what the hell did you create here? What are you thinking? What am I supposed to do with this thing?
I can't help the way I feel.
There you go. There you go. People love to, well, you know. So, why did God create woman? Because man was horny. He wanted something to stick his penis into. Maybe he got tired of masturbating, or maybe there wasn't enough porn in his day. I don't know. It's stupid to even believe. It's an allegory. It is not to be taken literally. It's a powerful allegory. And it has nothing to do with the idea of men and women, but we have assigned a value to it. And if there was ever a misogynist, it's God. So we got to clue that into Linda. God is a misogynist. He didn't even think of her first. What the heck, ladies? Why aren't you fighting that battle? That's a big one. And you should be fighting that battle. You should be protesting God. Yes, take your bras off. Flop those boobs around. Make a point of everything. One of my students told me, Sherman, my beloved, told me that Gloria Steinem has just written another book about feminists. Really? What more can you say? Really? Come on. Really? Gloria, you really think that's going to bring peace on earth? I don't know what your book says. I haven't read it, so I'm not going to comment on it. But really, really, yeah, this war against men and women is absolutely ridiculous. The whole idea of why God created woman in a secondary is not the point. It isn't about creation. It isn't about that at all. It's about how we stray away from bliss, beauty, love, goodness. And we stray away because we're so busy as people trying to fulfill what we feel is the obligation we have to our emotionality. And the more emotionality you have, the more disdain there will be, the more difficulty there will be, the more hate there will be. So there you are. It just goes on and on and on. What you want is a way to look at women and men in a logical way, in a sensible way, in the way society looks at it. But we have, as Krishnamurti said, what value is there in becoming a part of a society that is so sick? Where is the where's the benefit? We're sick because we're not sick of our sickness, and it has a lot to do with our emotionality. Sex and money are two of the biggest subjects in the world. They bring about the extreme within us of controversy, of hate, and fear. And if you look at it from the OJ thing to the banking issues that we have in the world and the fall of the banks and everything and what's going on in our world, you can see it's about sex and money, not love. We don't give a rat's, you know what, about love. Love is of no consequence to us. Rightness, self-righteousness is the consequence. I am right. A woman is right. A man is right. And the whole parable or allegory is not about anything to do with any of that. Just a quick synopsis. It is about falling in love with your own emotionality. It is thinking that your emotions can bring love, and they make us dangerous. The reason the world is the way the world is, and the reason we have so many problems in this world, is strictly because of our emotionality. And women promote in men, what do I want to say? They can promote in men who are doofuses and cannot figure out their own life and think for themselves. They promote in men violence. They promote fear, skepticism. They promote a lot of things because men want to be manhandled by the feminine. They love it. It's like the Madonna whore syndrome. which is what all men want. We want a Madonna in public and a whore in bed. Oy vey. And we want peace on earth? Really? I don't think so. Kay, don't worry about the Genesis thing. It's an allegory. I could go into the allegory and spend a whole lot of time on it, but I don't have time and this is not the place. But be true to your heart. Not your genetic heart. Not your human heart. Be true to your heart of hearts. Fall in love with your soul. Find your essence. Build a soul. Allow it to be born through you. That's what a woman's place is, and she teaches the man how to do that if she's a wise person. But that's a difficulty, finding a wise woman. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm doing some session work with this very young man in Los Angeles he's handsome, he's got money, and he finds more women to have sex with than he knows what to do with. And they're all, as he said, they're all auditioning. And he said, I can't believe it. I'm starting to see what you're saying. I've been working with him for a while. And he said to me in the last session, I was offended by what you said. And then he said, then I realized what you were saying and I got it. And he's got a couple of girlfriends, and oh God, it is funnier than hell to watch young people. Remember, love in your teens through basically mid-30s is all about chemistry. It isn't about love, it's chemistry. The marvel of Monsanto. Remember that ride at Disneyland? How much fun that was. Little did I know, getting on that thing, that company was going to turn into the monster it has. How should men approach sex on a spiritual level? Trey. I don't know where Trey lives. Trey. It is a complicated affair, is it not? Because inside of our emotionality is all this need for gratification that is based on all sorts of problems we had with our mothers. So we have a great deal of difficulty with our mothers. They didn't give us kind and loving touches. They did other things to us. I am blown away by what I hear and see in the counseling room when people come to me and tell me what their mothers and fathers did to them when they were younger. Just blows me away. I can't even begin to tell you what that's all about, but there's a lot of abuse. So when you're thinking in terms of your chemistry and having sex with a woman and you have that erection, you have to ask yourself the question, what am I putting that into? What am I unifying myself with? What am I really doing here? Am I involved in love or am I involved in chemistry? And can chemistry turn to love? That's what most people wonder. They think, well, she looks good, okay? And she has sex good. She's a fairly good cook. That's all men care about, is those three things. So, you know, people will admire me for having her. She'll straighten me out and tell me what I should and should not be doing and help civilize me. And I'll have great sex and food and I'll give her a kid. And that'll be good because our union, we're going to make a special child. It'll be the child of the universe, the child of wealth, of power. This will be a special child, God's child. I've heard this stuff in the counseling room. Yeah. And that's the way we think. You know, I know this is going to sound stupid and crazy, and I'm spitballing here with you, but you know, if I had it to do all over again, I would know myself much better, much deeper than I did in my 20s and 30s. And I'd wait until I figured out what the heck I was. And then I would start going into love more deeply. I I had a tantric teacher for many years who helped me along with all of this, and I learned a great deal about it all. And I learned a great deal about myself, the responsibility of myself in sexuality and being with women. And it's interesting. Women fly off the handle and assume this, that, and the other. And the minute you put your penis in them, they think they own you. They think that you're going to, you know, live and breathe for them. And they have a lot of moral issues because they don't have any sense of their own sexuality and what they're all about, generally speaking, not all, but generally. So there you are. What you should, how should you approach sex spiritually? Know thyself. That's what you ought to do. Know thyself. I'm out of here. Did you like this one? Huh? Did you? I bet you did. Bet you Sherman's walking his dog right now and he's laughing really hard. He's one of my favorite students. He gets a kick out of the radio program. So I'm out of here. Please forgive me for all of this. I'll get more serious next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Please forgive me. Namaste.